Do you want us to whoop you up before the game? Is that what you guys want? Do you want us to get you whooped up, or do you want us to tell you the truth?
Well, who better to do that than us?
We've turned shows into 4-hour pep rallies before.
This has been 3 hours of a downer so far. Not going to lie.
We talked some Cavs, and that wasn't a downer. And we talked Ohio State and Indiana. That wasn't a downer. Well, you kind of made it a downer. You took a number two on one of the greatest stories in college football this year.
Number two on number five.
Well said. That's what you did. It is snowing out there, by the way, everybody, in most places. I saw Stacey Fry down in Kent. It looks like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it looked like a blizzard.
Yeah. So be careful. You know what happens when it happens with the first snow. I was on my way home yesterday. It was windy and rainy. And boy, there were wrecks all over the place. Wrecks all over.
First one. Yeah, Tancheck over at 19 texted me, said, not super windy tonight. It'll feel like 33 degrees of the wind chill, rain and snow. He also added Browns win, trap game.
Oh, trap game.
Let's go. Tancheck says it.
All right, let's go. Finally.
We are ready to roll.
A guy who looks like my older brother. He does. He's better looking than me. I'll admit it.
I agree.
Yeah. Smarter, he's a meteorologist. I can't be no meteorologist. I can't do no math. Science, ain't doing that. Ain't doing that, no.
Are you allowed as a Browns fan to rip away somebody's terrible towel and get away with it when it's here?
No, that's...
That, you don't think so?
You shouldn't do that. That's kind of an assault on their person. And plus, what are you going to do? You're going to start some sort of a hey-roo.
Yeah.
And tonight, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Some people are making it seem like you're going to be outnumbered. So I don't want that I don't want a bunch of Steelers fans getting upset with me in our own building.
That's just a towel, though.
They're in a bad mood, Tone. I told you. They're calling in. They're saying they hope that there's a bunch of Steelers fans there. It's the first time I've ever dealt with this in 13 years. You said you wanted me to do a pep rally or an emotional pregame speech. I can't do an emotional pregame speech. If they're playing for their lives, I would have wanted you to play for my life earlier. But it seems like it's gone in the wrong direction from the very beginning. It feels so much like 2019. Because everybody thought the offense was going to be great before 2019.
Do you trust them to play for your life, Ken?
No.
Well, it's because of that fourth quarter. For three quarters, you had entertaining football. I know it wasn't great football.
Wow, congratulations. You played three solid quarters of football.
But that's the that's what was so perplexing, is for that fourth quarter to come out of nowhere. That you sat there.
But it didn't come out of nowhere.
Running right through him like that?
Exactly. It didn't. You know why? Because you gave up a touchdown, and then you gave up a stupid punt return that may very well have been a touchdown, but you gave that up, and you knew when they had a short field, you knew they were going to make it a 14-point game. And when it was a 14-point game, they said, well, time to get back on the plane. That's it. You knew damn well. Don't act like it just happened by accident. That didn't happen by accident. They went and they took the game from you. And he gave up, and you got 395 yards through the air, which just ended up being a candy bar of calories, and that's it. It gave you no nutritional value as an offense. You still think what you think. I mean, I'm even saying that, hey, I like Jerry Jeudy. I can't even get you to like Jerry Jeudy over it after that play.
I thought that was a great play by
Jeudy.
Yeah,
but you still don't think much of Jerry Jeudy. I'm going, hey, we got Jerry Jeudy. He's pretty decent.
Let's do that tonight against Pittsburgh, and now we're talking. How about that?
216-474-0092.
That was a Joe Woods defense. This is Pittsburgh. This is different. TJ Watt has dominated the Cleveland Browns. It's a matchup that even if you are like,
I can't believe it. The fans are mad at them, and they want them to teach us some sort of a lesson. It's what you got. So now we deal with it. So now I'm not going to sit there and lie to everybody. It's on them. I'd love to get him motivated, but I would have got him motivated back in August. I would have got him motivated back in September. Now all of a sudden I'm going to go. Like if Kevin Stefanski goes out there and says a fire and brimstone speech, you think they're going to know something's up for the first time ever? Tom Arth is their quarterback's coach. He's back in town. Great. Tom Arth, who couldn't win a game at Akron. He'll certainly has a great chance to win a game up at the stadium.
I forgot that he was helping out with the Steelers.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's not good, man. It is not good. This is a bad feeling. I heard Afternoon Drive talking about it yesterday. you know, it has gotten to a point where, like, some sort of action is just, it's going to have to be taken. After the end of this, at the end of this year, some way, I mean, I'm not going to be sitting there calling, I never call for jobs, but there is a time where I will look at everybody and say, enough's enough. You would make the decision now. I wouldn't make that decision even tomorrow. It's too far beyond driven. I would start to maybe put together succession plans of what could possibly happen. I would do that. But after this game, I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine me being very angry. I can't imagine me saying I would make these decisions tomorrow if it doesn't go our way. And I can't find a lot of Browns fans saying it's going to go their way. They're mad at them. And people are saying they're going to run it back. You can't run it back. Listen to these people. Listen to these callers. You can't do that. And we are having big existential crises over this football team in week 12. In a week 12 game, the night of the game, the morning of the game, we're having these crises. Whatever. And this is, come on, man. This isn't what a season is supposed to be. And so to say, well, we're just going to run it back. No. Because, yeah, you will fill up the stadium tonight. I don't know what you're going to do when you welcome in some of them other teams coming up in 2025. Something's going to have to change. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Good morning. So I was traveling for work, and I was talking to different NFL fan base people here. The Bears, they hate their owner. They want their coach they hate. They're beyond, you know, belief in terms of, like, how bad they think their team is run. My other colleague is a Tennessee fan, and they're talking about a $3 billion stadium with $15,000 PSLs, and their team sucks too. And if you think that we're alone in the NFL in terms of just this angst, maybe there's a slight bit of you know, like, you know, a sharing of the pain that nationally horribly run teams are engaging in. But if you think that this particular management group is somehow going to be able to they can't manage a football team and put a winning product on there, but they're going to come up with this multi-jurisdictional domed thing in a place that has no infrastructure next to an airport, and somehow,
wait a minute, we're turning this into a dome call here, Demos?
No. They could do a roof, open roof. I don't care about that. I'll be there tonight, and it doesn't matter about the weather. But I'm just saying that this management group can't put a team on the field, and we're supposed to entrust them with this pie in the sky future and everything else like that. It's a bunch of crap, and they've sold us this crap the entire time. And Haslam, I have no idea how that guy has been able to maintain a major corporation. Maybe he's just too rich to fail at this point.
Well, they've been Demos. I'll say this: you ain't gonna like it. And thank you for the call. They've been good business people over the last how many years? We are obsessed with it because it's football and because the football team isn't doing that good. And as of right now, because remember, this whole thing started with a teardown. This whole group as it is, with DePodesta and the so-and-so, this started with a teardown. So you started by tearing it down to the studs. You took 2 years to try to start to build anything there. It's been an eight-year process here. 8 years! And you've got two playoff appearances here. And you're in a division. Yes, Cincinnati tore it down. They had to. They went and they got Joe Burrow. They've been more successful. Now they are 4-7. There are some questions of how they're going to be able to keep it together, and it does feel like their owner holds them back because of the money he's not willing to spend. Now, from what I know, the daughter's willing to spend the money, but she ain't altogether in charge right now. So that's a different situation, but it's still not a great one. And then you have two teams. When's the last time Baltimore had to tear it all the way down? Remember, they took Lamar Jackson, they traded back into the first round to get him. When's the last time Pittsburgh had to tear it down?
It was like no lag time.
1968? Is that the last time they had to quote-unquote tear it down? I mean, I remember Chuck Knoll quoted in A Football Life, quoted to his wife after they won that fourth Super Bowl, hey, be ready, we're old, and we haven't had high draft picks, and this is going to be difficult. They still didn't have to tear it down. So there are plenty of people out there listening right now. They've never seen a Pittsburgh Steelers tear down. We tore it down. It's been going on 8 years. We're 2-8 right now. And then when I tell you about the future and the nonstop bills that you have to pay on players who may not be here, that's a tough thing. And so something's going to have to change for those fans to come back to you. That's why, like, I was listening to Afternoon Drive yesterday, and when they were talking about, hey, you know, the Browns could lose support as opposed to how their base, as the baseball team, the basketball team. The baseball team's done well. The basketball team's obviously doing exceedingly well right now. Like, could there be a situation where the region is basketball first or something like that? I'm like, yeah, you know what? In today's day and age, I think there is a possibility to that. Because if you are charging people more and more, Guardians, Cavs, Browns, you're not going to pay less. You're going to pay more. If you're charging them more and more, eventually they're going to go in a rings culture of what we're in. What are you giving me back on my return? The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's willing to spend into oblivion. He proved it to us. At least he did it once. The Guardians, no, they won't spend into oblivion, but they still make it worth your while. The Browns, got to make it worth our while. And I think all these people calling in today, you're not making it worth their while.
Boy, they're all saying the same thing. They are all saying the same thing about not renewing season tickets, not spending their hard-earned money on this football team. Like, honestly, if you were truly trying to send a message, then tonight, if that place is plastered in black and gold, that does send the message.
And some of us will say, well, it doesn't matter. If they start out the season 6-3 next year, people will be right back. Yeah, that's the way they are. Prove it to them. You have to prove it to them. I mean, that's what the fans are telling you. You have to win. It's transactional now. And I think that it's become so negative this year or this week because people do hate the Steelers. They grew up hating the Steelers. And they have a bad feeling of what they think is going to happen later on tonight. This is meltdown after meltdown.
That's what it is right now.
216-474-0092. Do you want the Browns to win? You got to want the Browns to win, right? It's that simple right now. You got to want the Browns to win.
You know, I haven't seen...
You can't tell me, unless you're a Steelers fan and you're listening to this, boy, you got to be loving listening to this.
I have not seen a lot of that today. Anybody particularly, you know, specifically rooting for them to lose. Like this, I haven't heard anything about tanking today or anything like that. I've heard more about sending the ownership a message. That is what I've seen today more of from the fans. There haven't been a lot of people actually talking about the result or the outcome of this game.
LJ says, I need to use my mic power and demand AB's resignation on behalf of all of us. Anthony won't do it because he won't risk luxury box seats or VIP parking.
I mean, he's got a point.
I said, if I had real mic power, I wouldn't have made deals like that in the first place. Also, I'm being said, we apparently, real Xavier P. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 9:22:47.
The fifth time we've
for those scoring at home. Well, they're getting their money's worth today, aren't they?
Oh, miss it every other day.
This team could be poorly organized by any means. Don't say poorly coached. Guys, we say they're poorly coached every day. We shout it, by the way. We shout it. Because I tell you what, if you fire your offensive coordinator and you didn't fire your offensive line coach. You fire your running back coach, you fire your offensive coordinator, and you bring in people that aren't doing any better, what are they? They are poorly coached. They're not well coached. They're 2-8.
When are you going to have the guts to say it, though?
They're poorly coached. They're 2-8. The same players that you had last year that you went to the playoffs with, you're 2-8 with them now. So something had to change. Is it loud enough? Awesome. I want to make sure everybody knows.
But at some point, you actually have to say it.
They're not coaching them well.
You actually have to say it out loud.
The mic one more time. They're poorly coached. They're 2-8 with the same players you had last year.
You can just say it. That's all. That's all they're asking.
They're poorly coached. They ain't doing so hot. Same players last year. Repeat. Do you want them to win today? 216-474-0092. You got to want them to win.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice.
Don't give me draft stuff. Don't give me any other stuff.
It would be really nice if Nick Chubb has what would you consider a breakout game. Nick Chubb shouldn't need a breakout game. But a post-injury breakout game would be awesome. If that helped lead to a Browns victory over the Steelers. That would be nice. Because what, they're riding a 5-game winning streak? When's the last time we've won 5 games in a row?
We won last year.
They went 4? It was 5 last year?
No, we won 5 in a row last year.
All right, they're going for 6. When's the last time we've won 6?
I don't remember. Why do I care about that? I want to win tonight. That's what I want to win. I want to win tonight. Don't give me draft stuff. If anything, you don't want to draft number 1 overall, because then we're going to have a great big fight about who to draft number 1 overall. Because who I would draft number one overall ain't somebody you guys are going to like hearing.
We had a 4-game winning streak last year.
It wasn't 5? Did we have a 5-game winning streak in 2020?
Ooh.
216-474-0092.
No, we had a pair of 4-game winning streaks in 2020.
Robert and Parame, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm gone tonight. I feel like an idiot for doing so. And if they win, great. If they lose, I don't care. It's a better draft pick, I guess. I don't know. I
didn't say
Steelers,
if you cared. I didn't say that you would be upset. You should be upset if they lost. I want to know, do you want them to win tonight? I want them to win.
I want them to win, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay. You got to want them to win.
I don't know. Maybe say it ain't so.
Does it matter? Does it matter if they win?
Kenny?
Does it change anything?
Beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
Does it make us feel better? Do we say, well, at least we beat the Steelers?
Hey, if they win tonight, do you want me to call up tomorrow? Do you want me to call Pony tomorrow
Ooh,
morning?
I like that.
I'm making bargains with fans on the radio now. Oh, my God.
It's gotten bad. Take care, boys.
If you do your homework, you want to be taken to Kalahari? If they win tonight, you guys want me to call Pony and chastise them?
The 86 Browns won 6 in a row.
The last time they've won 5 in a row was 94.
Yes.
It was a great year. Let's not talk about the year after. Tom in South Euclid, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Tom. Go ahead,
Hello,
friend.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, I just, you know, you probably get 1,000 calls like this a day, but I'm a season ticket holder. My family was a season ticket holder at the old Municipal Stadium. My dad and his 3 brothers, they all had 4.
Brother, you don't have
together.
To worry about making these calls. My kids eat because of these calls. You go right on ahead and tell me about the season ticket holders in the family.
His
That's
kids,
good, brother.
His
We're good.
Kids make sure everybody in Streetsboro eats thanks to these calls.
Yeah, they run up bills on my tab at the school that my wife has to pay and still hasn't paid, apparently. It's up to like $40 now. Tom, go right on ahead.
Oh, man, I think I sent out a bad tweet about your wife and the school kids or something.
Go right on ahead, that too. That's good too. Yeah, I know my wife. She didn't have sex with Snoop Dogg.
It was a joke. It was
okay.
A joke.
But all right, it's all right at this point. I mean, who am I supposed to have any self respect? Am I supposed to have any of that? No.
So anyway, my dad and his 3 brothers had a season tickets at the old stadium. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, as they got older and the weather got colder, so every now and then our cousins, me and my cousins, would catch a ticket. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going this game. You know, you and your cousin go. And so when they, you know, obviously when Modell moved the team and they were opening up the new stadium, if you were an existing account holder with the old stadium, you could get first dibs on the new stadium. So me and my cousins hopped in on my basically my dad and his uncle's name, and we got season tickets. And I got to tell you, it's getting really tough to write that check to the Haslams every year. You know, obviously the family's gone through some changes. You know, my uncle's there's only one left with us, and this is my Cleveland story is this. 3 out of those 4, my dad and 2 of his brothers, they were all workers at the Cleveland Press, right? The old Cleveland Press. And then when they closed, they went to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and they all worked there together for years. And they were all Browns fans, and that's why that's why I'm a Browns fan. That's why my brothers and cousins are Browns fans. And I don't understand the way this team is going. I don't get the Haslams.
Everybody,
I just don't get the Haslams.
Everybody has a breaking point here. Well, I do think they do want to win. I think that they've made a mistake in trying to win. But
I think that you could fire all the coaches you want. You could trade all the players you want. It's never going to change until the ownership changes. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
See, I still argue that because, like, Tom Benson was known to be not a great owner in New Orleans, and when he won a Super Bowl, Gerard says this, I mean, when he saw New Orleans win a Super Bowl, I mean, Gerard played for that franchise, and it's like, they'll never win. They'll never win with those owners, and then, well, anybody can win. Anybody can get a hot hand. Yeah. I'm serious. Gerard said that. He goes, anybody can win a championship in any sport. If they can get a hot hand and do it, anybody can. It takes one right decision.
As a season ticket holder, I'm going tonight, for reasons beyond understanding, I'm going tonight. And
well, I hope you see a win.
Can you fire up the music for me one time? That Michael,
do him a favor. Yeah, really,
come on, yeah, make Tom feel good.
Let's go.
Make Tom feel good.
Get a little more excited about the game tonight.
Then. Yeah, come on, whoop it up.
Rob 24-10, Nick Chubb 2 touchdowns.
Oh, wow, that'd be great. Thank you very
Chubb
much,
gets
Tom.
Gets 2 against the Steelers. It was 19. There will be joy. There will be some excitement.
3-8's a hell of a lot better than 2-9.
And Chubb looking a little more like Nick
Chubb. I don't know if Ken Dorsey's going to allow him, but I certainly hope so. He's just allergic.
Is he going to be on a pitch count? Is he going to be sitting there in the third quarter?
You know what? We're going to find out now, aren't we? But again, I'm the one who says that they don't. Let's not mention the coaching. Let's not mention that. Who's calling the plays? Who don't want to run the football? Who had the bad run defense last week? New Orleans? One of the worst of the NFL? Okay. Cassidy on the road. You're next up on the Fan.
Cassidy?
Yeah.
It's Anthony, not Cassidy.
Wow.
Anthony.
Well, not nice,
that's close.
Nicely produced, Anthony. Go right on ahead.
It's all right. Hey, check this out.
We've got Jennifer on the line.
Oh, whatever, fool. Go Brown. Hey, die hard. Look here. Unless corporations start canceling sponsorships, a fan boycott is not going to matter because their dollars don't matter. A Brasilia fan in them stands is going to buy their beer. It don't matter. COVID, nobody was there. No owner lost money. So that calling in saying I'm canceling my ticket, it don't matter. It's a waiting list for them. It's a waiting list for season tickets. It don't matter. Go Browns, go Browns, go Browns.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much for the call. Also, I heard the same stuff. I mean, guys, I'm from here. I heard the same stuff about Lerner. Nothing's going to change until Lerner sells. Nothing's going to change until Dolan sells. Nothing's going to change until Gunn sells. Well, then he got LeBron, and then something changed, and he could have held on to LeBron. He could have held on to the Cavs, or he could have sold him, and that's what happened. Like, we hear this all the time. Like, you got to get somebody to come in and make the right decision. You made a few bad decisions, but you made one seriously bad decision.
All right, can I play
and
devil's advocate on this?
It's cast a bad pall over the organization.
Just to say, though, like there have been teams in the last 4 years that have been way worse than the Cleveland Browns, right? We have an owner who, after all the missteps, found an organizational structure and a head coach that led to two really good seasons.
Yeah.
Didn't lead to prolonged playoff success or any of that, but how many teams you can count on your hand that have had that kind of success in that time, in that time frame? So I'm hearing a lot of sending the Haslams a message. Is it really just over the Deshaun Watson move? That's what people are pointing to, because obviously Deshaun helped sabotage this year by his poor play, and they were going to stick with him. Any team in the league would have stuck with him.
I just think they want to send a message going, you can't run this back next year. I think that's what it is.
So that's
I think there were plenty of people, because I'm the
does
king of not wanting to do
Watson,
revisionist
history.
Does
that mean the coaches and the organization?
That might mean that's up to them. That's up to them. Yeah, I think that if you took three people would give you three different answers. General manager, coaching staff, quarterback. I think the quarterback would win out. But I am also the king of not trying to do revisionist history and saying, hey, guys, if we still have Baker Mayfield, yeah, you'd be better than 2-8. But we'd be arguing, because you would have paid him $300 million, we'd be arguing about whether or not this is the guy. I guarantee you this would be still a, yeah, what have you shown me? It would be better than 2-8. It would be better than that, no doubt about it. But I don't think there'd be as much downtroddenness, but there would be a lot of consternation and a lot of infighting between the fans. At this juncture, yes, I do believe that. Now, a lot of people might be going, whew, at least we avoided what the Falcons did, or at least we avoided what the Colts did, or something like that. I think there would be people doing that, because I think in Atlanta, yeah, you got Kirk Cousins, and you've taken two bad ones on the chin, but I think they're going, at least we didn't do what Cleveland did. I bet there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But there would be consternation. You're in a league where it's a quarterback league still, no matter what we want to say, and the quarterback play is as bad as it's been in how many years? And there's only a few different quarterbacks that are actually really, really good at this, and three of them happen to play in your conference. And everybody else is wanting, and you can't get it. And so it's now, how can we get there? How can we make that decision? And so the message being sent isn't necessarily to, get rid of them all right now. I think what they're trying to say is that you can't run all this back next year. That something is going to have to be different for them to believe. Whether that be a first-round QB, whether it be the head coach, whether it be the general manager. Something's going to have to change.
When fans talk like that, I'm thinking they're not nuanced. Like, this guy could stay, this guy could go. They are talking about a total teardown. And it's just the one negative to that is, you think Myles Garrett wants to sit through that?
No,
He would probably ask to be traded.
And I think that a lot of people would call in and say, yeah, fine, go right on ahead and do so. I think that they're mad. I can't make those decisions mad. Now, I'll let it ride tomorrow if they go out there and they embarrass themselves tonight. But to make those decisions, that takes a course of time. But I won't lie to anybody. Have I already started to write down succession plans in radio terms? Yes. Yes. Who could they be going after for general manager? Who could be the next head coach? Not just one name with Mike Vrabel. Of course, he's up there at the list. What could they be doing at quarterback? Is Cam Ward the type of guy that could lead us into the next foray? I think he can. Is Shador Sanders worth the risk? These are questions that I've written down in my office and wrote them down a month ago because you could already see how this season was going. Yeah. And if we don't need to use them, then they better have full faith and confidence because you can bring out all the charts and all the reasoning for it, but there's way more Steves in Huntington, West Virginia than what anybody want to imagine, and they'll just go, nope, not interested. Show me the results. If you show them the results next year, they'd love to not have those opinions again, but that's where they're at right now. Yet the faith and belief of what's to come, that was in 2016 and 17. It's left back there, not in 2024. This is supposed to be a competitive franchise. Mitch, please.
All right, guys, today we have a voicemail that was sent to us after our story of Jonathan not using valet in Little Italy. This local man wanted to tell us how and where to park in the neighborhood.
So what you gotta do is this. You gotta go down Mayfield Road, okay? And it's ever since you see needles, okay? There's barricades on the right side of the church, okay? So you just keep going down just a little bit. You take a right down the one-way street. And then you take another right into the church parking lot. It says church events, but it don't matter. You gotta do what you gotta do. And that's the way you park in Little Italy. Sense of
I met a lot of people in Little Italy with you. I've never met that person.
That was more like Chicago accent, was it not?
I don't know. He seemed to know Little Italy very well.
He did.
Whoever did that.
Paisanos?
Yeah, Jonathan. Well, you just gotta leave earlier if you're Jonathan.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta... Well, he'll just never go there again.
I only know one guy's sound in Little Italy.
Was it Benny Romance who texted you?
He didn't get a private parking spot like we did for the parade.
Shut up. What are you saying
there for? Where's my spot?
It's very nice of them to take care of.
Why would you? Shut up. That's the whole point of being taken care of is you don't say it out loud like that. You want to be taken care of next year for the parade?
I wanted to make sure they knew that it was well appreciated.
It is well appreciated. You didn't need to say it on the air. Just shut up. And then we could get it next year. Now people are, oh God, you people in Little Italy.
You think there's going to be a struggle now?
I'm sorry. Don't. We didn't get taken care of. Don't listen to Lima. We didn't get taken care of. Deion Sanders is doing a hell of a job at Colorado. Do you think that he's convincing people to make some poor decisions in other places? Like Ray Lewis with FAU, apparently, like he's interested. They don't know if they're interested. Eddie George is seemingly, I haven't checked in on Tennessee State recently. They've been playing like 500 ball with Eddie George, who the one time called Keith at 3 a.m. by accident. They've had that. You remember the Ed Reed... With what was
Tennessee State
A&M.
Is 8-3.
8-3. Yes. See, there you go. They're doing a pretty fine job down there. Like the Deion Sanders, they mentioned him with Dallas. You know that name's going to get mentioned if people start pressing nuclear options here.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like, well, Shador, he's going to make sure that he goes to where he wants him. Well, if you just hire the dad, then he's going to game the system and make sure you get the son. Which there are definitely people on hold who might not like that. Now, I'd say, hey, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I've loved Deion Sanders my whole life. I might need to recuse myself emotionally from the situation and try to see the forest for the trees.
Oh, I'd be rooting for it. I want to see that just because as sick as I am about the Dallas Cowboys and how much pub they get, and Deion going there would get them 10 times more pub than they already get.
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of people would be out on. I'm in for it. I think it would be awesome.
With the Dallas what Cowboys story, or yes, with us?
With the Cowboys.
Now, what about with
us? It
would
be a great storyline. Well, it'd be easy for us. My God. I might be able to move to the west side of Bay with the kind of money I would make if Deion Sanders was here. Because our ratings would go up exponentially.
Listen to you. Tough talking
tone.
So, yeah,
that would be nice.
I told you, I'd be willing to call the... If it came down to it, I would have them rename the show in the afternoon prime. Give him an hour. An hour a week
he
to do
it. He gets at least that.
He's hosting a talk show now. You didn't see that? Oh, yeah, they're starting another talk show with him.
Oh, was it on network TV or was this?
I think it's on one of the cable channels.
Oh, my
No. I think it's Tubi.
Is it going to be just him doing film study and
no,
they're going to televise
it's like,
it?
It's like a talk show. Like, I think it might be in front of a studio audience with somebody else.
By the way, think about it. Nick Saban, 24/7,
yep,
was thinking about Alabama football prime time. Hey, come on my TV show.
Yep. That's it.
What's Pat Shurmur doing right now? Oh, he's getting the team ready to play a football game. I'm doing a TV show.
It's called We Got Time Today.
Yep.
And it's on Tubi.
I love
it. I saw that. I go, how does he find the time to host the show?
This is the greatness of Prime. This is why he's different. This is why he's interesting. Because it's tailor-made for you to hate his guts. And that just seems to print money for him.
I think for him, and this is why I don't think he would come to the NFL. If he gets this the way he wants to, he is in a conference that is not the best conference. So you can game your system if you do it right. You can game your system and get to the playoff if you are that good. But you have to make sure you're that good. He's already spelled out his plan for recruiting. He doesn't have to hit the Jets.
True.
And go to all these places. He doesn't want them all because how many guys do you have on your roster? How many guys are actually going to play? So he's going to pound the transfer portal. So it's up to their backers to pay in the transfer portal to bring guys in who are in the transfer portal. Any freshman that he goes out and gets, he's going to want to play. These are his words, not mine. I mean, that's how he spelled it out. He says you only have so many players who play, and then there's a bunch of guys who are developmental. I'm not interested in developmental. I want guys who can play. Everybody else who can develop them. So if I go out and I get a bunch of freshmen, half of them are going to want to leave me anyway because they're not going to play.
You know who Deion... One of the quarterbacks he would definitely bring over if he took over the Dallas Cowboys.
Who's that?
Remember the guy, famously, Thursday Night Football after a big AFC North win, saying, pay the man?
No, I don't.
That would be Brian Hoyer. He'd have a job. Remember that game?
Yeah. Been willing to do that.
Was that a Thursday nighter?
That was a Thursday nighter.
Yes, it was.
That's all we do is win Thursday
Browns
night.
Are good
nine
on
and two.
Thursday night, man.
9-2 on
That's
Thursday
why,
nights.
Like, I know a lot of people are down on him, like, but man.
Let's go.
They
Let's
do
go.
Well on
we got
Thursday
a game tonight.
Night. Let's go.
We got Brown Steelers. Let's go.
You fire the music. Let's get it. Been a downer.
Come on. Even the calls.
Over.
The calls all day have been down.
It's been football barbiturates for the last 3 hours. Let's go.
Mary Kay said Tomlin's 1-9 on Thursday night on the road.
Guys, perfect storm.
Barbiturates are downers, right?
Perfect storm.
Okay.
Not in my vocabulary, Kenny.
Okay, yeah. Lima Escobar, yeah, not your vocabulary.